No, I don't have that with me here. But I do have Samadhi's book and book Sri Chaitanya and his life and associates, but I'm not sure if it's in there. We'll see. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Sri Gadadhar Pandit too. So we'll read a little bit from Gaudiya Vaishnava Samadhi's first life summary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What we'll do is summarize this nice biography. First, he appeared in, this is in Nadia in West Bengal, in 1838. So his family was actually quite wealthy. And because of his life, you know, he was a great writer and a great preacher, so in that way, it was understood that here's a special devotee. He's an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his preaching and writing. It was so extraordinary. And he lived as a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. And he was in the Grihastha Ashram. So for most of his life as a preacher and a writer. So in this way, he gave the example for grihasthas. And he was, of course, completely renounced as a grihastha. And everything about his family life was for Krishna. And then later on, he accepted a Babaji and entered into samadhi for the last part of his life. And he was, of course, totally absorbed in serving his deities, Gaura Gadadhar and Radha Madhava. And this is what Prabhupada says about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had a responsible government position as the district magistrate, the high court judge, maintained a Krishna conscious family, and wrote almost 100 books on Krishna consciousness. At the same time, he served the Supreme Lord in so many ways. That is the beauty of his life. After a full day of government service, he would sleep 4 hours, get up at midnight, and write until morning. That was his daily program. He's very, very regulated, as we can remember. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took his diksha, Vaishnav Diksha. This was from Sri Bipin Bihari Goswami. And this acharya, this guru, he was in the line of Janavama, Bipin Bihari. And then later he received spiritual direction. His shiksha guru was Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And that was his more prominent guru, was his shiksha guru in some ways. So then he held this exalted government post as the high court judge, the magistrate, and he was, of course, very accomplished at the same time with his writings. So this is an amazing thing. And this, because he was working, you know, he had a family, it never disturbed his service, his spiritual service. of writing and preaching. So in this way, he was totally friendly to all as a preacher, very humble, very prideless. Anyone who was seeking charity, you know, they would go to his home. He was very charitable to everybody. And it's said that he never personally held a grudge towards anyone. He always spoke very kindly. He never spoke in a way that would hurt anyone. So he was very, very wonderful devotee. So humble. Let's see. There's some nice quotes here about the life and qualities of Bhakti Vinod. The Thakur was always courageous and acted for everyone's welfare. Keeping personal needs to a minimum, he led the simplest of lives. So that was a quote, it says here, from one pundit. Now, this is a quote from Sharanagati. We know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some of his writings were entitled Sharanagati. And he had all these wonderful qualities, but yet he took the role of a poor conditioned soul in order to teach us how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So when he was writing his Sharanagati, he wrote from that point of view that, you know, oh, I'm just a very low conditioned soul. So this is a quote from that writing. You should always absorb your mind in attentively chanting Krishna's glories. By performing a Krishna kirtan, you'll gain mastery over the mind. Give up all false pride. Always think yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower, and more humble than straw in the street. Practice forgiveness like the tree. Giving up all violence toward other living beings, you should maintain them. Throughout your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but do good to them, make them happy, and forget about your own happiness. Thus, when you become a pious, good soul by possessing all good qualities, you should give up desires for fame and honor, and just make your heart humble. Knowing that Lord Sri Krishna lives within all living beings, you should respect and honor everyone at all times. You will attain virtue by being humble, merciful, respecting others, and renouncing desires for fame and honor. In such a state, you should sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Weeping, Bhaktivinoda submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. Oh Lord, when will you give me such qualities as these? So there's a really amazing daily schedule, that's listed here that shows that the Thakur used every moment in Krishna's service. So this is the schedule, and as we say for devotees, it starts with the night before. So from 8 to 10 p.m. he would rest. That's 2 hours there. And then he would write from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Then from 4 to 4:30 a.m. he would rest. And from 4:30 to 7 a.m. he would chant his japa. And from 7 to 7:30 in the morning he would do his correspondence. And then from 7:30 to 9:30 he would study the shastras. And from 9:30 to 10 he would bathe, he would take his prasad. And prasad consisted of a half liter of milk, fruit, and 2 chapatis. Then from 10 till 1 in the afternoon he had his court duties. And then from 1 to 2 he would go home and then he would refresh at home. And then back again to court duties from 2 to 5. Then from 5 to 7 p.m., he would translate Sanskrit shastras to Bengali. and from 7 to 8 p.m. and he would bathe and he would again have prasad, and that would be 1/2 liter of milk and rice instead of the fruit like you would have in the morning. He would have rice in the evening, and then again 2 chapatis. A very simple diet. So the summary of his daily schedule is he would sleep for 3 hours, he would write for 8.5 hours, then he would do his japa and study for 4.5 hours, and he would work for 6 hours. That's a wonderful program. Srinivasacharya praises the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. The 6 Goswamis deeply studied all the shastras in order to establish eternal religious principles for the benefit of everyone. Similarly, Thakur Bhaktivinod made unlimited preaching contributions to help humanity, and for this he's known as the 7th Goswami. So here are some of his major preaching achievements. He wrote 100 authorized spiritual books. He discovered the appearance place of Lord Chaitanya, and he introduced preaching innovations. So he had books in Bengali, Oriya, and English. This way he revived Lord Chaitanya's message. And he had hundreds of poems and songs with all the conclusions of the Vaishnava philosophy. His writings have made the sacred teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully available to every modern reader. And they are presented in a form which carries irresistible conviction and devotion. And that was a quote from one of the Thakur's late disciples. So one interesting thing is he made 3 predictions concerning a person and phenomena. So we'll read these predictions. A personality will soon appear, wrote Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he will travel all over the world to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That's the first prediction. Second prediction. Very soon, the chanting of Harinam Sankirtan will be spread all over the world. Oh, when will that day come? When people from America, England, France, Germany, Russia will take up kartals and mridangas and chant Hare Krishna in their towns. Then the third prediction. When will that day come when the fair-skinned foreigners will come to Sri Mayapur Dham and join with the Bengali Vaishnavas to chant Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana? When will that day be? So, this is what Mahanidhi Swami writes here. Srila Prabhupada said, it's spiritually significant that he himself appeared in 1896. The same year, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent his book overseas. He sent it to McGill University. That was where I was going to school for the graduate work. And that was the school that he sent his book, well, one of them anyway. Of course, I wasn't connected very well at that time, but somewhat connected. The will of Lord Chaitanya, the desire of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, and the mercy of Srila Saraswati Thakur empowered Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to spread Sri Chaitanya's teachings and the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. Prabhupada fulfilled the Thakur's 3 predictions. So this is a special service that Prabhupada rendered when he was here at that particular time. He's still here, but in manifest pastimes of Prabhupada fulfilled these three predictions. Devoid of pride, full of humility, radiant with pure love for Radha Govinda, Śrīla Prabhupāda gave all credit to the previous acharyas. "We should take it," said Prabhupāda, "that Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the origin of the Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, in its pure form." In 1986, just 100 years after Bhaktivinoda Thakur's third prediction, 3,000 fair-skinned devotees from America, England, France, Germany, Russia, and 50 other countries gathered at the ISKCON Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir in Shidam, Mayapur. They joined 1,000 Bengali Vaishnavas to rock the universe by chanting, "Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari." She was Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. In 1914, on the Tirubhav Tithi, disappearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, the incarnation of Sri Radha, Thakur Bhaktivinoda entered the eternal pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar and Sri Sri Radha Madhava. In Godruma Dweep, Navadweep, Sri Sri Gaur Gadadhar, the worshipable deities of Thakur Bhaktivinoda await to bless any visitors to Swananda Sukhada Kunj. In Radha Madhava's Nitya Braj Leela, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes the form of Kamala Manjari to serve Srimati Radharani. His Pushpa Samadhi is in the Bhajan Kutir at Radha Kund. Jai, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So let's see if there's anything, any entry here for Sri Gadadhar Pandit. It seems like also Bhaktivinoda Thakur referred in some of his writings to his position and maybe other acharyas, but I think he himself actually in one of his writings revealed that he's Kamala Manjari. Oh yeah. Oh, and there, huh? Okay. What we'll do is we're just going to summarize this biography of Sri Gadadhar Pandit from Sri Gadadhar. And that, I think, we'll complete it. But
on the calendar, it's not mentioned about
that. On one of the calendars, it is. I don't remember which one, but it's also mentioned. Disappearance also, yeah. So we know that Lord Chaitanya had a lot of affection for Sri Gadadhar Pandit. He appeared about a year after Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So in their childhood, they were totally inseparable. And they were called Gadai and Nimai, right? And so Gadadhar Pandit, his mood was very more grave. He was fond of solitude. He was more renounced, you know, than most of the associates. He had that mood, and he was very self-composed. This was his mood, and it's a very contrasting mood to Lord Chaitanya's mood at that time, who was, you know, having his childhood pastimes of being very fickle and unsteady, you know, in that mood, whimsical. And so then Nimai Pandit, he also had his school, and he would regularly tease Gadadhar Pandit. and challenge him with illogical questions, because Nehemiah was playing part of a, you know, more or less a logician. So these were their early pastimes. Sri Kavi Karnapur states that in Braj Leela, Gadadhar Pandit is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit served as Lord Gore's chief assistant during his Navadvipa Leela. Sri Sri Radhakrishna in Vrindavan appeared as Gore Gadadhar to perform pastimes in Navadvipa in the forest groves besides the Ganges. So this is a quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita. No one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic flow of Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar Pranana, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. One day, while wandering along the bank of the Ganges, Gaurasundar entered a forest grove and sat in a meditative mood. Soon, he became enraptured, remembering his Vrindavan pastimes. To enhance the Lord's mood, Mukundadatta began singing sweet songs in Purva Raga. Sri Gadadhar made a garland of fragrant forest flowers and lovingly placed it around the Lord's beautiful neck. As Sri Radha used to dress Damodar in Vrindavan, similarly, Gadadhar would adorn the radiant form of Lord Gauranga. He would also decorate Lord Chaitanya's bed and bedroom with sweet-smelling flowers. Every day, he would make sandalwood paste to rub on Sri Chaitanya's transcendental body. Gaur Gadadhar sat on the root of a tree, serving as a raised dais. Sri Nityananda Prabhu sat on Lord Chaitanya's right. Sri Vas Pandit decorated them with flowers. Sri Advaita Acharya offered aroti. Narahari waved a chamara. Shukumar offered chandan, and Murari Gupta sang the Lord's glories. Vijay Mukunda Purushottam Madhav and Vasudev Ghosh sang a variety of songs in different ragas. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his Nadia Leela. Gadadhar Pandit also took the renounced order of life and went to Jagannath Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya. Accepting Kshetra Sannyas, that's a renunciate who never leaves the Dham, he served the deity of Tota Gopinath with full love and devotion. Regularly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya came to relish Sri Gadadhar's Rasika reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya concluded his manifest pastimes by entering the deity of Tota Gopinath. Although Gadadhar Pandit was barely 48 when the Lord departed, he quickly became old because of the intense anguish he felt in separation from his beloved Lord Gaurasundar. He couldn't stretch his arms to offer a garland to his deity. Understanding his servant's difficulty, Sri Tota Gopinath sat down to facilitate Gadadhar's loving service. To this day, Sri Tota Gopinath is the only sitting deity of Krishna. According to some authorities, a short time after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, Sri Gadadhar Pandit joined his eternal pastimes by entering his beloved deity of Tota Gopinath. His Danta, tooth samadhi, stands near the Vamshi Gopal Temple in Vrindavan. Jai Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. Yeah, he has a tooth samadhi. Wow, tooth. Yeah, it's bona fide samadhi worship. Tooth samadhi. Guys, so there'll be the Pushpanjali at 11:45. Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. All glories to the Tirubhav of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Shri Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.